Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
Today on The View from Wayne America, we're going to talk about Pink Flamingo Night, which is coming up Thursday, October 7th at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Wayne. Kim Dunklau is with us. She helped organize this event like she's done for several years now.
Yeah, we're actually in our sixth year.
The sixth year, okay. Let's generally tell what Pink Flamingo Night is all about. What's the purpose of Pink Flamingo Night?
Pink Flamingo Night is a night all about breast cancer. It's a night where women of all ages, all walks of life, kind of come together, have fun. We have a light meal that is served. We have vendors that are there. We have a speaker coming, Nicole Phillips. She is a breast cancer survivor. She comes from Aberdeen, South Dakota. She speaks about kindness. So her message will be about kindness. Be kind, be brave, be you.
And what's her background a little bit? You know, tell me a little bit about her. You said she's from South Dakota.
She's from South Dakota. Actually, she is married to her high school, well, childhood sweetheart, and she has three children. He, though, is a basketball coach. And if you might remember, January of last year, I think it was, there was a basketball coach that helped a woman who was having a baby in a snowstorm by Wakefield.
Okay.
He was the basketball coach.
Really?
So her husband, yes.
Well, how about
that? So she has a little bit of ties to the Wayne area.
Okay.
She speaks on that kindness is how she deals with all of the stresses and struggles of life.
Is she a survivor?
She is a cancer survivor, breast cancer survivor. And so she will speak, I'm sure, about how that helped her get through her stress of her cancer treatments, her time of dealing with cancer.
Okay, well, let's get back up a little bit. We're having a light meal, you say. What kind of meal are we having exactly?
Right. It's a chicken salad, light meal prepared by the ladies at Our Savior.
Uh-huh.
Pack and Save does help support us in the cost of that meal.
Mm-hmm.
So they are one of our sponsors of this evening, as well as the Providence Medical Center Foundation.
And then you'll have some people from the hospital.
Yes, we will have a couple tables set up, the oncology department. I don't know if the physical therapy department will be there as well. They will answer any questions that ladies, women might have about cancer, about health concerns, anything that way. So it is an evening of information as well.
Starts at 5:30, by the way, and I don't think we've mentioned that yet. Starts at 5:30, and then we'll continue through 9
yes.
o'clock.
The meal starts being served at 5:30. It is served until 6:45. At 7 o'clock, our program will begin.
The formal program.
Right. We do have Cherie Lundahl from Laurel, who will share her musical talents with us. She will be playing from 6:30 to 7, and then a couple special numbers during our formal program.
Okay, and then people have a chance to wander around and
yeah, we have some vendors that are set upstairs in the old sanctuary of our church. They will actually open at 5 and they will be open until 9:30. So you ladies are welcome to go and shop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do a little shopping while they're there. We have Aqua Pop will be there with a special pink popcorn for us for the evening. Part of their contribution for the night, they do give a percentage of their sales back to the fundraiser that we are doing for the hospital, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Okay.
They actually, I believe, are sponsoring a special popcorn through this entire month of October for breast cancer awareness.
That they have at the store.
Right, that you can purchase at the store. Circle S Creations is there, Fresh Flowers by Lauren. IKT will have a booth, Kay's Canning and Crafts. We have a Mary Kay representative, Ruby Ribbon Stylist, Sandy's Creations, who has homemade 18-inch doll clothes available. Cincy, 31 Gifts is available, Tupperware, and Young Living Essential Oils. So those are our vendors that will be present.
Okay, so people can purchase whatever they'd like and wander around to each one.
Yep,
And then, people, like I say, people from the hospital will be there to answer questions as well.
PMC, the foundation, is one of our sponsors as well. And because of that, our fundraising that we do for the evening does go back to our local hospital. It goes to the oncology department. This year, they will be purchasing compression sleeves, socks, that type of equipment that is given out to patients during their cancer treatments. We have one other thing that is a big thing this year. We're having a quilt that we have for a raffle. This quilt was made and donated by Vernay Luer. It is machine quilted. It is a queen size quilt, and tickets for that can be purchased anytime up through that evening. We will draw at the end of the evening. The quilt can be viewed right now at Swan's Apparel. It's in her window. It will be there through Saturday. Then it will be back at Our Savior at the church. Okay, tickets are $5 for one, or you can get five tickets for $10.
Okay, so you can get raffle tickets ahead of time, or you can get them at the event.
Yep. So if you can't make the event and want to still support the fundraiser, you know, we would encourage them to get raffle tickets. Or we are offering a recording of the program that night that they could contact Our Savior for and still make their $10 donation and still get, we will give them a link for the recording.
Okay. And $10 is the cost for the tickets to attend the event as well.
Right.
And those you're asking people to, you have several places in that you have the tickets available, but they'll only be available through this Friday.
Correct. We have tickets are available at the banks, at IKT, at Swan's, Hair Envy, Providence Pharmacy, at the Chamber Office, or they're also available in Laurel at Mrs. Sue's Salon, or in Wakefield at the Quilt Shop. So if you're from out of town, we would love for you to join us. It's a wonderful evening.
Okay.
We do, one thing I did not mention, we do have a cash wine bar that is available that evening as well that is sponsored by the Jug Store. We encourage all women to wear pink. Come and be festive for the evening. We do have door prizes that our vendors donate and that we give out, so you can come and win a door prize and maybe be that special person dressed in pink.
As far as the quilt raffle is concerned, though, you do not have to be present in order to win that?
You do not have to be present.
Okay.
So if you live in California and you hear this, you could still buy raffle tickets.
Okay. I'm sure you'll get lots of them, yes. Will you mail the quilt to them?
We will.
Okay.
We've had some people from Arizona purchase tickets. So,
really?
Yep, we will mail that quilt to whoever wins it.
All right, good deal. It's again, Thursday, October 7th is the date of the event, but you need to get your tickets if you can by this Friday, October 1st. Although you might call Kim or call the church.
Call the church office.
Maybe they'll have a few left through Sunday at least.
Yeah.
But they need to get a ticket count ahead of time. That's why they're cutting off the sales.
Yes.
I will ask you this every time. What's the significance of the pink flamingos?
Well, I'm not sure other than pink is the color for breast cancer.
Right. That's breast cancer awareness, yes.
Right. And so, the flamingo just makes it fun.
you will not.
We're not putting any in your yard.
Okay.
We promise.
All right. There will be no live animals at the church that night.
Nope, but we do have a great big metal one.
A metal one, okay. If somebody has any questions, I'm sure they can call the church.
Yes, they may.
That's the Our Savior Lutheran Church again. You can call the church office and you can get tickets there too. Any final comments before I let you go?
Nope, just we would love to see as many people as possible come out and support this wonderful fundraiser for our community.
Okay. Basically for the ladies, but you probably don't turn away guys.
No,
really
we have
come.
Had some men attend.
Okay.
They've come with their wives. Their wife was a cancer survivor. They've come along and enjoyed it immensely. So.
All right. Again, Thursday, October 7th, Pink Flamingo Night. And if you have questions, again, contact Our Savior Lutheran Church here in Wayne.
The View from Wayne, America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne, America. Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne.